Madam Chair, High Commissioner, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. The Philippines associates with the joint statement of the group of friends of the hashtag I Belong campaign to end statelessness and the joint statement of the group of friends of the Charter on Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities in Humanitarian Action. The Philippines remains steadfast and firm as one of the most vocal and active partners of the UNHCR, dedicated in protecting and finding solutions for refugees, asylum seekers, stateless persons, and persons of concern. We stress the importance of the UNHCR to maintain its operational focus, its greatest strength and contribution towards implementing the 1951, 1954, and 1961 conventions, as well as the Global Compact on Refugees. We affirm our commitment to be a donor to the organization and its refugee response plans. However, we emphasize the urgent need to inject fresh energy in our global humanitarian campaign, one where middle countries and actors become drivers of change and contributors in burden and responsibility sharing. A concerted global action from all states and stakeholders is the vision of the upcoming Global Refugee Forum. This is the most opportune time to push the boundaries of what we all can do to ensure that no one is left behind. Madam Chair, High Commissioner, the Philippines is proud of its humanitarian tradition, and we understand the plight of the displaced. We are determined to champion the rights of and inclusion of groups in vulnerable situations, refugees, stateless persons, women and children, older persons, persons with disabilities, migrants, and the internally displaced. Our Philippine Development Plan 2023 to 2028 continue to champion these noble causes. Last year saw landmark milestone in our national campaign. First, in line with our National Action Plan to End Statelessness, not only did we accede to the 1961 Convention, but we also enacted the Foundling Law and promulgated the first ever rule on facilitated naturalization. Efforts have also been undertaken to resolve statelessness issues of persons of Japanese or Indonesian descent. Second, we are developing our asylum capacity, including through partnership such as with New Zealand. And third, we are implementing the Complementary Pathways Program for Rohingya refugee students. We leverage the academic and private sector partners and maximize the potential of this collaboration. This whole-of-society approach allowed us to expand to a second batch of Rohingya refugees under this education pathway. Our collective aim to end statelessness by 2024, the hashtag I Belong campaign, is nearing its deadline. Our efforts should not falter nor pause as we transition to the Global Alliance to End Statelessness, set to be launched next year. Madam Chair, High Commissioner, the work of the UNHCR should be aligned with equally urgent global goals. Achieving the SDGs and addressing climate change requires a clearer direction on the role of UNHCR. Climate change and extreme weather changes are drivers of population movement and displacement. In the Philippines, we pay attention to risk reduction and resilience and the promotion of the rights and welfare of displaced people and communities. Recently, our House of Representatives approved the Rights of Internally Displaced Persons Bill. In the multilateral space, knowledge sharing and supporting solutions to internal displacement are the guiding spirit in our efforts. Madam Chair, High Commissioner, the Philippines reiterates its strong support for the UNHCR as it faces complex and difficult challenges and obstacles in many places of the world. It is imperative that the UNHCR has the resources to fulfill its mandate and all governments and stakeholders must play their part in ensuring this. In the ultimate analysis and in conclusion, long-term solutions in ending conflicts and addressing climate change require our political will and cooperation as a community of nations with a common vision of peace, society, and inclusion. I thank you, Madam Chair.